his deeds, by his deeds, by his deeds, by his deeds. Oh Allah, bless us with pious deeds.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madhi channel, welcome to another silsila of pious deeds, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. In this Islah, we've been talking about many deeds, many actions, which help us to gain Jannah, inshallah. And we have another pious deeds with us. And also we talk about them things which we will able to refrain from and save ourselves from, inshallah. Those will be also the means of entering us into Jannah and saving us from the fire of hell. And today, the thing which we're going to talk about is something which is very, very important, and that is the tongue. So today our topic is save your tongue. This is our topic today. Inshallah, continue watching towards the end, inshallah. You will benefit a lot. And how this tongue, inshallah, if we were able to save our tongue from haram, from wrongful actions, inshallah, we will be able to gain Jannah through this, inshallah. Let's listen to a fazila, a benefit of reciting salutation. Peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is mentioned in Al-Qawl al-Badi that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Shibli rahmatullah alayhi, he was from amongst the mashayikh of Hazur-e-Baghdad, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. And Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Shibli rahmatullah alayhi says that I saw one of my neighbors in my dream after he had passed away, and I asked, Ma fa'alallahu bika, meaning how has Allah treated you? He replied, I was in a very difficult state, especially at the time of the questions of Nakirain, meaning those angels who come to ask the questions in the grave. When Munkar Nakir came to ask me the questions in the grave, at that time I was in a very difficult state, and I started to fear that if I died in the state of Iman or not. A voice started to echo, and this voice was saying, this difficulty is upon you because of misusing your tongue in the world. Then the angels of punishment started to come towards me. Just then, a beautiful, fragrant person came in between me and the angels of punishment. That pious person helped me answer the questions of Nakirain. I was saved from the punishment. I then thanked my helper and said, May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon you. Who are you? He said, I have been created with the blessings of you sending, reciting peace and blessings upon to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in abundance. I have been created to help you in the grave and also on the day of judgment. Sallu alal Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My dear viewers of Madhi channel, we learn that reciting peace and blessings, sending salutations upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this will be a great means for us, our protection in the grave, our protection also on the day of judgment. Also, another thing which we learned from this narration was that misuse of the tongue, how this can destroy one person or put a person into very difficulty, even in the dunya as well as in the grave and also in the akhirah. This can put us into difficulty. So my dear viewers, it's very, very important that we save ourselves from misusing our tongue. We save our tongue from being misused in the wrong way. We protect our tongue from the wrong things. We protect our tongue from all those things which will lead us to destruction. For example, backbiting, lying, swearing, tale-telling, quarreling with others. All these things are means of our destruction. And we should keep our tongue safe and protected from all these things. And today, our topic is save your tongue. So we're going to be talking about some of these things, inshallah, so that we can learn about the destructions of these things and able to save ourselves from this. Now keep in mind, although the tongue, it seems like a lifeless thing, it doesn't have a bone, it flops around from one side to another, yet this tongue is which can lead a person into the fire of hell. And this tongue is a very dangerous thing. Sayyidina Sufyan bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala has stated, once I requested in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what you do identify as the most dangerous and harmful thing for me, the beloved and the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then held his blessed tongue and said this, my dear viewers of Madijal, just think for a moment that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is warning the Sahaba ikram that the most dangerous thing is the tongue. And if we could keep this tongue safe, we can keep ourselves safe. But if we do not keep our tongue safe, then it could lead us to destruction. And it's very important that we keep our tongue protected. And inshallah, when we will keep our tongue protected, this will keep us protected from difficulties. But keep in mind, it's not very easy to protect the tongue. The protecting of the tongue is such a difficult task that it is even more difficult than protecting one's property, one's wealth. And Sayyidina Muhammad bin Wasi rahmatullah alayhi has said that Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, that protecting the tongue is more difficult for a person than protecting his wealth. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's a reality. Protecting the tongue is more difficult than protecting the wealth. Thieves may come and they might take our wealth away. They might steal from us. They might rob us. They might rob our homes, our cars, or our property. Yet this won't be as harmful as the destruction of the tongue. Because if we can't keep our tongue safe, if we can't keep our tongue protected, then this could lead us to the fire of hell. This tongue could lead a person to destruction of his iman. And it is very important that we save ourselves from the destruction of sins of the tongue. And there are many things which are committed with the tongue. For example, we're going to mention some of them to you so you are aware of the sort of sins which are committed with the tongue. For example, the backbiting is committed with the tongue. Lying is committed with the tongue. Swearing is committed with the tongue. Tale-telling is committed with the tongue. Quarreling with others. These are all actions which are committed with the tongue. Just take backbiting for an example. Today, you find that even religious people can't save themselves from backbiting. People are gathered even in the houses of Allah, in the masajid, and you find them backbiting. You find people in religious gatherings are speaking ill of each other. People are backbiting regarding each other. You even find today, sadly, people of knowledge, people, those who are, seem to be acting upon the deen, you will find them backbiting regarding each other. And to save ourselves from backbiting, it is very, very important. Keep in mind, backbiting tears apart happinesses from the family. Backbiting ends friendship. Backbiting breaks family ties. Backbiting destroys one's faith. Backbiting causes a person to have a bad end. The du'as, the supplication of a backbiter is not accepted. A backbiting destroys a person's deed. Backbiting burns one's good deeds. Even if a backbiter repents, he will still enter paradise last. A backbiter will be resurrected in the form of a dog on the day of judgment. Backbiter will be a monkey of the hellfire. A backbiter will be made to eat his own flesh in hell. Just think about how disgraceful this action of backbiting is. Yet you find everyone seems to be involved in backbiting. You get people sitting and they will start to speak against ill about someone behind their back. What do the people normally say? But this is a reality. This is true. People are talking bad about people's clothing. People are talking bad about people's character. People are talking bad about people's nature, people's habits. If them things exist in the person, this is actually backbiting. And my dear viewers, if them things do not exist in the person, this is not backbiting, but it is actually worse than backbiting. So next time we say regarding a person, this is true, this is in him, keep in mind that action is in reality backbiting. If he did not exist in him, this is worse than backbiting. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to be saving ourselves from backbiting. This is one disease which is leading people to the fire of hell. One thing with the tongue and the other things which are mentioned. For example, lying. What is lying? So you get people lying today about everything today. You get people teaching their children how to lie. People are lying in businesses. People are lying with their own friends. People are lying to their parents. People are lying to their children. So many people are involved in lying. And my dear Islamic brothers, we need to be saving ourselves from lying. What is the definition of lying? Giving news regarding somebody or something that is contrary to the reality is called lying. Giving the news of that thing. And this is so common today. People are talking about things. Oh, this happened. People think, oh, I was only joking. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, if that joke has a lie, then that is not a joke. It's actually a lie. And we need to be saving ourselves from this. And the destruction of lying. When a person lies, the angels go a mile away from him due to the foul smell. Lying is the biggest deception. Lying is against Iman. Destruction is for the one who lies to make people laugh. The one who lies to make people laugh falls in such a depth of hell that is even more than the distance between the sky and the earth. The face darkens due to lying. Telling a lie is a major sin. Yes, my dear viewers, today people think lying is such a little thing. Someone comes at the door, a person turns around and he says to his son, that tell them my father is not at home, thinking that it's so easy to get away with. Keep in mind, lying is a major sin. Lying is amongst the symbols of the hypocrites, the munafiqeen. A liar will be amongst the most dislike people in the sight of Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment. This habit of lying, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we need to get rid of this habit of lying. Today, people find lying such a normal thing. And this is the destruction of the tongue, the sin which is committed with the tongue. And along with this, other habits. For an example, a person who is lying, you normally find that person is also swearing. He's misusing his tongue. And what does a person swears today is like become a normal word for them today. You find people are swearing at each other as normal. And it's mentioned a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. He does not oppress him, nor does he swear at him. And you get people swearing at each other for nothing. You get people swearing at each other as this is normal for them. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to be saving ourselves from swearing. This swearing can lead us to the fire of hell. And we need to be protecting our tongue from swearing as well. Another thing is tale telling. What is tale telling? We commonly hear this, someone is a tale teller. What is a tale teller? Inshallah, Azawajal, I will mention the definition of a tale teller. Imam Nawawi, Rahmatullah Alayh, narrates that conveying one matter to another person with the intention of causing harm is called tale telling. Conveying one matter to another with the intention of creating discord between them is called tale telling. Let me explain to you what tale telling is. If a student complains to his teacher about his class fellow for him to be facing punishment, this is also a example of tale telling. A mentioning of a weakness of a husband to a wife and a wife to a husband in order to create bitter feeling amongst them for each other, this is also a example of tale telling. Disclosing a person's shortcomings in front of his brother to create dispute between both of the brothers, this is also an example of tale telling. Mentioning a shortcoming of a parent to a child in order to distance them away from his parents, this is also tale telling. And you find people today to distance each other. You find the person goes to one person, he's telling one thing to him, he comes back to the other and he's telling him something bad about him. Like this, these people who are going around speaking ill of one to another and the ill of the back to that same person, these people are causing destruction amongst our society. And if you're amongst them, people who talk ill about people like this in this way, you need to save yourself from this disease also, my dear Islamic brothers. We need to be protecting our tongue. This is the topic today we are talking about. And I've just mentioned only a few things regarding our topic today. What the tongue does, these are few sins the tongue is involving today. And also another thing our tongue is involving is quarreling. People fighting with each other over nothing at all. They find a little thing to just start a and getting into an argument, start getting into a fight. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who quarrels without a reason always stays in the displeasure of Allah Almighty until he abandons it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, a person cannot reach the excellence in the reality of faith until he leaves quarreling despite being on the right. And today we find so people are arguing with each other, fighting with each other over nothing. We need to be saving ourselves from this. Even if you are right, let it go. And inshallah, you will find when you have let that thing go, it will finish. But if you continue to defend yourself, if you continue to get into an argument, this will lead to more arguments. This will lead to us being apart from each other. We need to be bringing each other close to each other. We need to be creating this love with each other instead of arguing and quarreling with each other. This is leading us away from each other. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to be saving our tongues from this disease also. Also, we need to be saving ourselves from indecent talk, indecent manners. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Maishara rahmatullah alayhi has stated, someone who talks indecent manner will come on the day of judgment in the form of a dog. We need to be saving ourselves from indecent talk. And the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, paradise is haram for the individual who uses absent language, meaning the one who talks about absent things, indecent things. We need to be saving ourselves from this also. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are the things which are leading a person away from the deen of Islam. The tongue is destroying us, is destroying our society, is separating families from each other. We need to be saving ourselves, saving our tongue from the wrong actions, from swearing, backbiting, lying, tale-telling, indecent talk. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if the one who protects his tongue, the one who saves his tongue from speaking bad, of speaking ill, of backbiting, lying, swearing, there's so much benefit for that person. And that person will gain so much in this world and also the Akhirah. The Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala has stated, the one who avoids talking unnecessary is blessed with intellect and wisdom. And he also says, the one who avoids useless gaze, i.e. looking around unnecessary, gains the tranquility of the heart. And he also says, the one who refrains from useless eating, meaning the one who refrains from eating in excess or eating different types of food without any hunger, is bestowed with the pleasure of ibadat. Amirul Mumineen also says, the one who refrains from useless laughter is granted dignity. The one who refrains from finding faults in others is blessed with the ability to rectify his own faults. This is how we should be controlling our tongue. This is how we should be protecting our tongue, avoiding, saving our tongue from finding faults in others, saving our tongue from mockery, from hurting people's feelings, saving our tongue from useless, unnecessary talk. We should be saving our tongue from all these things, inshallah, and we will with such blessings in this world and also the hereafter. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, one of the ways of learning to protect your tongue, to save your tongue, is remain silent. The one who remains silent, he has gained salvation. And this has been mentioned in narrations, that the one who remains silent has gained salvation. It is narrated by Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi, prolong your silence is the key of worship. The longer we can remain silent, inshallah, the more we will able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we will able to go towards goodness. Sayyidina Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullah alayhi has stated, silent is the honor of a scholar and a cover for the ignorant person. Subhanallah. How beautiful is silent. This is the honor for a scholar, and even if an ignorant person who doesn't have knowledge, he remains silent, this will be a protection for him. This will be a cover for that person. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you can't speak good, then we should try to get into the habit of remaining silent. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is mentioned that he would place a stone in his blessed mouth so that he could able to control his tongue from saying anything unnecessary. And these are those people who are granted Jannah in the dunya. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was granted Jannah, but look at his habit of controlling his tongue and placing a stone in his mouth to keep his tongue saved from unnecessary talk. And there is us on the other side, my dear viewers. We don't care what we are saying. Today we are firing away. We are speaking so much unnecessary things. We are mentioning so much wrongful things. We are hurting people's feelings to the extent that we are swearing, backbiting, lying, tale-telling. And all these are major sins which are leading a person to the fire of hell. My dear viewers, it's very important that we save and protect our tongue from all these. This silence is actually, it brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It brings us closer to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Sufyan Sawri rahmatullah alayhi stated, the first level of worship is silence. The second is gaining knowledge, then remembering it, and then acting upon it, and then spreading it to others. So this silence is the first level of worship. And this is something which we should first of all try to create into our lives. Bring silence. If you can't say anything good, then remain silent. Otherwise, this tongue will lead you to sin. Try to get into this habit. Control your tongue from saying anything unnecessary. The pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they would utter something unnecessary, when they would say something unnecessary, they would punish themselves over this. It's mentioned regarding one pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He asked someone an unnecessary question regarding that, how long have you had this house? And when he afterwards reflecting upon his action, why did I ask him? What was the benefit of this for me in this world or the akhirah? Would I be gaining any reward? And when he realized that there was no reward for this, there was no benefit for this, he punished himself by fasting for a whole year so that he would not speak unnecessary. This is how the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, they would protect their tongue from unnecessary thing. And they would remain silent at all times. Silence is such a beautiful thing. It is mentioned in hadith in Sahih Bukhari. Whoever believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment, he should either speak good or remain silent. So my dear viewers of Madni Channel, we should either say good and or we should remain silent. Now ask yourself this question. How much good do we speak about? How much good do we say about others? How much good do we mention in our lives? We should be keeping our tongue in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we can't keep our tongue in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, then we should try to get into the habit of staying silent and protect our tongue from this way. And the way you will able to do this, inshallah Azza wa Jal, when you will remain in good company, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, through the actions of pious deeds. This is a way of reflecting over our actions. Inshallah, we will be able to protect our tongue and save our tongue. And through this, able to save our iman. So, my dear views of Madni Channel, keep your tongue safe and protected. Inshallah, we will be protected in this world and also the akhirah. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Pious deeds, pious deeds. Pious deeds.